for a prayer from our chaplain and then remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
An unknown monk shared these words. He said, true faith does not contradict its words by its conduct. Almighty God, we like to think of ourselves as a people of faith and practice our faith in what we do and say, both here and at home. So grant us that our actions and words do not contradict our faith in you, and that it shows itself with those we love and who love us, remaining open to your prompting. We give thanks for watching our going out and coming in, and bringing us safely home to enjoy our time there. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Madam Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dixon, Igel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Hummel, Kehoe, Koenig, Kraus, Leibler, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Richard, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schoff, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan.
Senator from Andrew is here. Senator from Jasper, Newton, here. From 24th, is present. A quorum being present, Madam Secretary, read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, first regular session, 49th day, Wednesday, April 5th, 2017. The Senate met pursuant to adjournment. President Parson in the chair. Reverend Carl Gock offered the following prayer. Cast your burden on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never permit the righteous to be moved. Psalm 55:22. Heavenly Father, we cry to you.
Senator from Cole, what reason do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read.
You've heard the motion from Senator from Cole. Does any senator desire to be heard? Do you recognize to close on your motion?
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Everyone's heard the motion from Senator from Cole. Is any opinion that motion shall prevail? Say aye. To the contrary, say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The journal is dispensed with. Introduction of guests. Senator from the 4th.
Mr. President, introduction of special guests. Mr. President, behind me in the upper gallery, we have the 4th grade class from Forsyth School in St. Louis. They are joining us today at their state capitol. I would ask that the body make them feel welcome.
If the guests from the Senate room 4th would please rise, and the Senate will make them feel welcome to the Missouri capitol today. Further introduction, Senator from Phelps.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I have very special guests today. On my right and your left, I have Dr., and I'm going to try not to butcher her name, Liron Hsu. She is a neurologist from Rolla, Missouri. She's going to be our doctor of the day. And with her is Tom Andrews, who is a medical student that is learning. He's going to go into general practice, but he's learning a lot of neurology from Dr. Chu. So please make them feel welcome today.
The guests arise, and the Senate will make them feel welcome. Further introduction of guests. Seeing none, next order of business is petitions, memorials, remonstrances. Seeing none, next order of business is resolutions. Seeing none, concurrent resolutions. Seeing none, Senator from Cole.
Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of reports of standing committees.
Reports of standing committees.
Senator from the second, we're on the reports of standing committees.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your hardworking Committee on General Laws has a report.
Send a report forward. Madam Secretary, read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on General Laws, to which was referred House Committee Bill 3, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on General Laws, to which was referred House Bill 104, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on General Laws, to which was referred House Committee Substitute for House Bills 339 and 714, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute hereto attached do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Onder, Chairman.
Senator from Webster. Senator from Webster, you have a report.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, your Committee on Physical Review, Physical Oversight has a report, please.
Send a report forward. Madam Secretary, read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Fiscal Oversight, to which was referred Senate Bill 18, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Fiscal Oversight, to which was referred Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 240, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Fiscal Oversight, to which was referred Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 66, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Fiscal Oversight, to which was referred Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 93, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Fiscal Oversight, to which was referred House Bill 655, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Cunningham, Chairman.
Senator from Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a committee report from a committee on gubernatorial appointments. I would ask the appointments be the list of the appointments has been distributed on the desk. I would ask a waiver of the reading.
Seeing no objection, a waiver will be granted.
Mr. President, I request unanimous consent of the Senate to vote on the reports in one motion.
Seeing no objection, that will happen.
Mr. President, I move the committee reports be adopted. The Senate give its advised consent to the appointments.
You've heard the motion from Senator Newton. Any senator desiring to be heard? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Mr. President, I renew my motion.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from Newton. As many opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye. To the contrary, say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The appointments have been confirmed. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of third reading of Senate bills, and I'd ask that you call the calendar.
Third reading of Senate bills. First bill, Senate Bill 22, Senator from the 14th. My apologies. That one is in fiscal oversight. The next one is Senate Bill 213, Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill 213 be third read and finally passed.
You've heard the motion from the senator from Boone. Does any senator desire to be heard? The bill will be taken up. As many opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
To the contrary, say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is before the body. The senator from Boone.
President, now I move that Senate substitute for Senate Committee substitute for 213 be third read and finally passed.
Senator from Boone, would you like to explain your bill?
Yes, Mr. President, thank you. Senate Bill 213 is the bill that we heard at the that we perfected at the end, I believe, of last week, which was the bill dealing with time-limited demands. We had a robust debate with some behind-the-scenes negotiations that got us to the bill that is before you, with some changes that were made in consultation with the senator from the first and others. I would certainly be willing to answer any questions.
Does any senator desire to be heard on the third read motion of Senate Bill 213? Senator from the 24th, what reason do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. To inquire of the senator from Boone.
Senator from Boone, do you yield?
I do.
Proceed.
Thank you. Senator, I'm sorry to turn my back on you, but you sit behind me.
It's all right.
Senator, I know that you went over this generally and said that there were some negotiations that went on behind the scenes, and that's where we got to where we are. Would you just briefly, but, you know, not too briefly, go through with me exactly what your bill is doing and what problem it is solving?
The problem that it is solving is a very important but somewhat small, not widely abused problem of instances where attorneys will send time-limited demands to an insurance company saying that we are asking for full policy limits in an accident. Our insured has XYZ injuries worth the full policy limit, and if you don't respond in 10 days, then we are going to assume that you are operating in bad faith, and then we are going to proceed with bad faith claims, which allows them to get outside of the policy limits. And so what this does is sets a framework in place for what that negotiation process between the insurance companies and the attorneys of the injured, just setting the framework for what that process looks like and giving a framework of the time period that is to be allowed. So we're trying to make sure that in the small but substantive instances in Missouri where these bad actors are taking advantage of this, that we pass legislation and put something in the law that basically takes away the bad actors' ability to get around it while allowing the good actors to continue to operate in good faith between the plaintiff's attorneys and the insurance company.
All right, so what you're saying, you're calling the bad actors is the person with a claim and his or her attorney, and who you're calling the good actors are the insurance companies. Is that correct?
No, not in any way. I'm calling the bad actors a very small number of attorneys around the state who have taken advantage of this of the current time limit.
All right, but those are the people representing the
good. The good actors are the rest of the attorneys who do this the way that it's supposed to be done.
Well, in your description just now, I thought you were comparing the people who you said were sending out this letter that said you have 10 days. Those are the bad actors, the people representing the claimants, and the good actors that you were describing as you described who they're acting against were. The insurance?
No. The good actors are the rest of the plaintiff's attorneys who are sending letters that say, "Hey, this is the predicament that we're in, and we're asking for the policy limits, but give them an ample amount of time to actually make sure that what is being said in the letter is true.
And what is the ample amount of time that you've gone from?
In this case, well, right now there's nothing. So there's nothing in state law that gives a time frame, and we're going to 90 days.
And you say it shall not be less than 90 days, even though it could potentially get done before 90 days, right? I mean, three months after you've been injured, or you have a problem and that you needed to hire an attorney for, that you're going to maybe end up in court or some kind of other mitigation process, you're now saying minimally people need 90 days, when that may not be the case. Why did you set that as the floor instead of saying...
In the negotiations with stakeholders on both sides of the issue, we came to the conclusion that more times than not, in many cases, sometimes it takes up to 60 days to get medical records. And so the slowness of that process would tell us that we need to allow time for that to happen, but then also allow time for the insurance companies to take the information that's given to them, maybe sometimes in that 60-day window, and do the rest of the legwork to make sure that the proper information is available and is accounted for. So,
all right. Well, I have a little bit of concern about saying no less than 90 days. What else does your bill do?
That's what it does.
Okay. I thank you for the inquiry. Thank you, Mr. President.
Any other senators I have heard? Senator from Franklin.
Mr. President, can I inquire from the Senator from the 24th?
Senator from the 24th, do you yield to the inquiry?
I do.
You may proceed.
Senator, I listened to your conversation there just briefly, and I don't want to belabor the point much longer. I do think it's reasonable. We debated a bill on this floor that dealt with workers' compensation and a disputed rating here that ultimately we had the conversation as to the length of time that it would be necessary to get a disputed rating. We had put a time frame of 6 months down in order to have an individual get a rating. We came out of committee at 9 months, and when we came to this floor, it became 12 months because some people felt, and maybe you even voted for the amendment that was offered by the senator from the 13th, as to extend that time to 12 months to get a doctor to be able to get that information and be able to get a rating. I think what the senator here is doing is reasonable because, as we probably had the conversation, it may take some time to get those medical records from one place to another. So hope 90 days is not something that you'd be too concerned about, but I do know that I do agree with what he's trying to do, is that giving ample time to make that application for the information is reasonable. I don't think it's unreasonable. So hopefully you can support his bill at this point. I don't know if you have any comments to that, but...
I don't have any. Thank you for your input. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
Is any other senator side be heard? Senator from the first, for what reason do you rise?
To inquire the senator from Boone.
Senator from Boone, do you yield to the inquiry?
I do, Mr. President.
You may proceed.
Senator, thank you for yielding to my inquiry, and thank you for working with me on this. We made several changes to the bill that I do think make it stronger. That said, we concluded the negotiation process with, I think it's fair to say, two things that we had to agree to disagree on. The biggest one being, I felt presumption of bad faith ought to have been presumption of good faith ought to have been a rebuttable presumption. We didn't go that way on that, and I nonetheless concluded the perfection debate without that change being made. The other broader concern that I have here, and it's not so much about the rule change that we're making here for attorneys who carefully prepare their demand letter, get their ducks in a row, have all the information they need, and get all that information to the carrier as quickly as they can. And I appreciate your recognizing that I think in the majority of cases that is what transpires. And I will in turn acknowledge that that is not what happens all the time. My concern is less for the accident victim that has an attorney who can look at Section 537.058 and figure out what to do. And if they can't, that's you know, they need to call their malpractice carrier. But my concern is more for the person who may not be represented by counsel. And again, they ought to be. That's the one piece of advice I can give any non-client is you ought to have a lawyer. But for those who nonetheless don't, my concern is that there will be efforts to get some of these claims in front of carriers in a way that does not comply with the statute, and that I'm just concerned that the bill doesn't go quite as far as I would like it to protect those folks. At the same time, I also recognize at a certain point a reasonable person gets a lawyer to handle this for them. So there's a reason this bill is coming to a vote. I've given you a couple of reasons. My vote will not be in the affirmative, but I understand what you're trying to do, and I do appreciate the changes that you agreed to make to your bill.
And I think to your point, you know, the rebuttable presumption, I think, you know, in our view, effectively guts the bill. And so I think that is what it is. I think in the other case, you know, the reality of the individual that you mentioned that doesn't have an attorney and goes through the process and maybe doesn't quite do everything that we outline in the way that we outline in statute, which was, you know, part of the issue that you had originally. If that happens, and then say the insurance company comes back and says, well, you didn't abide by the law, and so basically your demand or your letter is null and void, that doesn't prohibit, as the process moves forward, a couple of things from happening. One, it doesn't prohibit them from using any other piece of evidence available to them to continue to build a bad faith claim against the insurance company. So I think in the case of a good actor scenario on both sides, I think we're fine here. I think in the case of a bad actor on the insurance company side, I think if the individual eventually, as you said, and rightfully so, comes to the place where they bring an attorney into the equation, then at that point the attorney can continue to build a bad faith case against that bad actor and still get to the point potentially that they get it outside of the policy limits and actually get maybe in that case of a bad actor what's owed to them. So I understand your concern. I think we maybe, in my view, maybe we address them a little bit more clearly than you, but that's fine, and we can certainly agree to disagree on that one.
Well, and that's exactly how I wanted to conclude. I think we worked through the process to get this bill to a place where we can respectfully agree to disagree and move forward, and appreciate your working with me in doing so. Thank you, Senator. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator from the second.
To inquire of the Senator from Boone.
Senator from Boone, do you yield to the inquiry?
President.
Proceed.
Senator, I just wanted to rise and thank you for all your hard work on this bill. A similar version of this bill moved through the General Laws Committee, of which I serve as chairman. And so I'm very familiar with this bill. I think it is just common sense that time-limited demand letters have certain things in them. And the things that are in your bill are common sense. When did the injury occur? You know, if you're claiming, you know, lost wages, medical expenses, give us authorization so we could get that information. How much is being demanded in settlement of the claim, and what are you willing to release in return for settlement of the claim? All very reasonable provisions. I do think that the senator from the first made some valuable contributions to the debate. And at one point, I believe in the debate, I made an open-ended suggestion that the idea that these requirements must be strictly adhered to. I said, you know, maybe strictly, you know, just how strict is strict? Maybe striking that word, and I think that ended up, you know, happening. Look, we're an omission of an important semicolon or whatever is not what we're looking for here. We don't mean to limit anyone's rights for recovery from their injury. But at the same time, you know, sending a time-limited demand letter that says if you don't fork over the money in 7 days, we're going to hit you way beyond the policy limits. That's just not fair. And in all honesty, it's not even the way way ethical plaintiff's attorneys do
right.
business.
That's right.
So, Senator, thank you for all your hard work on this bill. I urge the body to support it here on third reading. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator.
As the presiding senator, I seek unanimous consent to introduce special guests. Seeing none, I'd like to direct the Senate's attention to the upper gallery. I have a school group from Nell Holcomb in my district, Cape Girardeau. There are several seventh graders here, plus Corey Campbell. Please stand up in the upper gallery, and Senate, please give them a very warm welcome. Does any other senator desire to be heard? Senator from Boone. The senator from Boone renews his motion that Senate Bill, Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 213 be read a third time, finally passed. Secretary, read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill number 213, an act relating to time-limited offers to settle tort claims. Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dixon, Eigel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Hummel, Kehoe, Koenig, Kraus, Leibla, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Richard, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schoff, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan.
The senator from the 4th votes no. Senator from the 15th votes aye. Senator from the 5th, your aye will be changed to a no. Senator from Andrew votes aye. Senator from the 14th, your vote will be changed from an aye to a no. Yes, Senator from the 9th votes no. Senator from Franklin.
You call the absentees. Are there any absentees? No absentees. Okay.
Ayes, 9 noes. The bill, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show that the titling perfecting motions were made and carried. Senator from the 8th.
I'm waiting for you to call the bill, okay. Mr. President.
Senate Bill number 18, Senator from the 8th.
Mr. President, I move that Senate Bill 18 be taken up for third reading and final passage.
The senator from the 8th moves that Senate Bill 18 be taken up for a third reading and final passage. As many are of the opinion that the motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it.
Mr. President, now I move that we third read and finally pass Senate Bill 18. Senate Bill 18 is the bill that extends the exemption for business startup fees to veterans and spouses of active duty and reserves members in the Missouri General active duty spouses. This bill is really good to point for the fact that it is going to help make Missouri much more business friendly to our military, and it'll show that we're reaching out and trying to help those individuals that are in our military here in the state of Missouri. I'd be glad to answer questions.
Is any senator desired to be heard? A senator from the 11th.
Just to inquire the senator from the 8th.
Senator from the 8th, Mike? Do you yield to the inquiry?
I
do.
Yeah, just so we're clear. This
okay,
is
please
the,
proceed.
Oh, so how have you been today?
I tried to warn him, but...
Just briefly, this is the same thing we heard this morning.
In fiscal oversight this morning.
There are other aspects to it, though, now, right?
Am I wrong?
Aren't there other aspects to this bill?
Just veterans and spouses of active duty military
but
members.
This doesn't have the senator from Johnson's stuff on it, too, as well.
Senator? No.
No, okay, so it's just your original.
You know what? I think we did add the senator from Johnson's government get off my back act. Sorry.
Okay, that's good.
My apologies.
No problem. I just wanted to be clear because I thought that we had earlier, so I just wanted to be clear. Thank you,
yep,
Senator.
Thank you, Senator.
Does anyone else desire to be heard? Any senator desire to be heard? Senator from the 18th, you're recognized to close.
The 8th.
8th.
But I close.
The senator from the 8th renews his motion that Senate Bill 18 be ready third time and finally passed. Secretary, read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Bill number 18, an act relating to the collection of money by public entities. Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Pearls, Dixon, Eigel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Hummel, Kehoe, Koenig, Kraus, Leibler, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Richard, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schoff, Schatz, Shoup, Sipton, Sylvie, Wallingford,
aye.
Walsh,
aye.
Wasson, aye. Whelan,
aye. Senator from the 9th votes aye. Senator from the 4th votes aye. Ayes, 0 noes. The bill, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show that the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill 84, Senator from the 8th.
Mr. President, I move that Senate Bill 84 be taken up for third reading and final passage.
Senator from the 8th moves that Senate Bill 84 be taken up for third reading and final passage. As a matter of the opinion that the motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator.
Mr. President, I move that Senate Bill 84 be read a third time and finally passed. This is the cell site simulator. We had a discussion earlier this week. This is just basically making it conform to our current requirement to get a warrant if they're used, and that's what it does. I'd be glad to answer questions or go into more depth.
Does any senator desire to be heard? Senator from Barrie, for what purpose do you rise?
Thank you,
Thank you, Mr. President. To inquire of the senator from Jackson.
Senator from Jackson, do you yield to the inquiry?
I do.
Okay. You're clear to proceed.
Senator, is there anything else in this particular bill that we don't know about? I noticed on the last bill you were asked about, is there something else in there? And you said no, and then you said yes.
And then I was reminded that we did add an amendment,
But I understand how you could, because you have so many bills that are up, that, you know, it's hard to keep track of all of them.
Senator, I would be glad to go and look in the House to see how many bills you have and how many I have. I would guarantee, Senator, you have more.
I was hoping to get away from this. I've got an appointment this afternoon, and I was hoping to get away a little early, but by the time we go through all your bills, I may miss my appointment.
Well, Senator, your bill is next. Just lay it over and not do it today, and you'll get your appointment.
Okay, thank you for the inquiry.
Does any senator desire to be heard? Senator from the first, for what purpose you rise?
Mr. President, to inquire of the senator from the eighth.
Senator from the eighth, do you yield?
I do.
Proceed.
Yes, Senator, I've got to back up the senator from Barrie on that one. I was in the Pershing conference room with the two of you earlier this morning in the senator from Andrews committee, and I distinctly recall you punking the senator from Barrie about the fact that everything we were taking up seemed to be his bill. We're now on this calendar, and this is two in a row for you, isn't it?
I know. I haven't had very many bills this year, and I actually got the opportunity to get two close together. It's really great. We have a great four-liter.
Well,
I think he's done a great job, don't you?
Senator, however many bills that you have managed to perfect this year, I can promise you it exceeds infinitely the number that I have had come to the floor.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, Senator.
Well, we are where we are, but hope springs eternal, it is only April 6th.
That's right.
Senator, thank you.
Thank you, Senator.
Does any senator desire to be heard? Does any senator desire to be heard? Senator from 8th is recognized to close.
I close.
Senator from 8th renews his motion that Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill 84 be ready third time and finally passed. Secretary, read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 84, an act relating to the authority to engage in certain investigative practices. Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dixon, Igel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Hummel, Kehoe, Koenig, Kraus, Leibla, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Richard, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schoff, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford,
aye.
Walsh, Wasson, Whelan.
Senator from Cole, how do you vote? Votes aye. Thirty-three ayes, zero noes. The bill, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show that the tithing perfecting motions were made and carried. Senate Bill number 434, Senator from Barrie.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill 434 be brought before the body for third read and final passage.
Senator from Barrie moves that Senate Bill number 434 be taken up for third reading and final passage. As many are of the opinion that the motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary say no.
No.
The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Barrie.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move that Senate Bill 434 as amended be third read and finally passed.
Senator from Barrie moves that Senate Bill number 434 be ready third time and put on its final passage. Does the senator care to explain the bill?
Yes, Mr. President. This is the bill that allows school districts to use some of their professional development fund, not more than 0.5%, for transportation costs that have maybe increased so much that they don't have enough money to get their kids to school. So we're just trying to get our kids to school by giving our school districts, allowing them the ability to be a little creative in funding their transportation needs. So with that, I'd be glad to answer any questions.
Does any senator desire to be heard? Senator from the first, what person do you rise?
All right, the senator from Barrie.
Senator from Barrie, do you yield?
I yield.
Proceed.
Senator, I appreciate and understand your bill. My preferred solution to this would not be cutting the K-12 transportation budget by 34% or $36 million. And I have not seen what the House has done for it since. But I just think Missourians need to understand what's happening to transportation funding for schools in our state. I mean, we have a class that's walking out right now. I mean, it's a more than one-third cut that was proposed in February. I know the House has been working on that. Hopefully it won't be that bad when it gets in. But and I understand that that there are districts that spend could spend their professional development dollars differently, or that might prefer to allocate them to transportation instead. And I'm not as bothered by giving them that flexibility. I just hate to see us where we are.
I do too. And this is, I was looking for ways to help out our school districts that have big bus districts.
And
Yeah, and with this cut that happened, it stimulated me to try to find some answers.
Your bill leaves it up to local control, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, and that may tip the balance for me, Senator. I don't necessarily take issue with 525 districts making their own call on that. I just hate that we find ourselves here.
I do too.
Senator, thank you.
You're welcome.
Does any senator desire to be heard? Does any senator desire to be heard? The senator from the Barrie is recognized to close.
I close.
Senator from Barrie renews his motion that Senate Bill number 434 be read a third time and finally passed. Secretary, read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Bill number 434, an act relating to the allocation of monies to school district professional development committees. Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dixon, Eigel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Hummel, Kehoe, Koenig, Kraus, Leibler, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Richard, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schoff, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford,
aye.
Walsh, Wasson, Whelan,
Aye. 31 ayes, 2 noes. The bill, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show that the tithing perfection motions were made and carried. Senator from Franklin.
Thank you, Mr. President. And
Senate
I move
bill
that Senate Bill
240, Senator from Franklin,
be brought before the body for third reading and final passage.
Senator from Franklin moves that Senate Bill 240 be taken up for third reading and final passage. As many are of the opinion that the motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Franklin.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move that Senate Bill 240 be read a third time and finally passed.
Senator from Franklin moves that Senate Bill 240 be read a third time and put on its final passage. Does the senator care to explain the bill?
I will explain. Obviously, this is the statewide electrical contractor licensure bill that we have worked on for many times. We finally come to agreement, and I'd be willing to answer any questions at this time.
Does any senator desire to be heard? Does any senator desire to be heard? Senator from Franklin, you're recognized to close.
I close.
Senator from Franklin renews his motion that Senate Bill 240 be read a third time and finally passed. Secretary, read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 240, an act relating to the statewide licensure of electrical contractors. Senators Brown, Chappelle-Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dixon, Eigel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Hummel, Kehoe, Koenig, Kraus, Leibola, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Richard, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schoff, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford,
aye.
Walsh,
aye.
Wasson, Whelan,
Senator from Webster votes aye. Ayes, 0 nos. The bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show that the title and perfection motions were made and carried. Senate Bill number 395, Senator from Johnson. Senator from Andrew.
Mr. President, I ask unanimous consent to introduce some very special guests.
Seeing no objection, proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, it gives me great pleasure today to introduce to the body my intern for the year from Northwest Missouri State University, home of the Division II champions in collegiate football, as well as Division II champions in collegiate basketball, Northwest Missouri State University. Chloe's been serving with me greatly this session, has done a fantastic job. She's filled in for some of my staff when they've had to leave. She's a wonderful young lady and is going to do well in the future. And she has her parents down here today with her to join us. That's Jim and Susan Heffernan. So I would ask that the General Assembly and the Senate in particular give them a great Missouri welcome to the Capitol today.
Please rise and recognize the guests from the Senator from Andrew. Senator from Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move we take up Senate Bill 395 for third read and final passage.
Senator from Johnson moves that Senate Bill number 395 be taken up for third reading and final passage. As many of the opinion that the motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary, say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Franklin. Or Johnson.
I move we third read and finally pass Senate Bill 395.
Senator from Johnson moves that Senate Bill number 395 be read a third time and put on its final passage. Does the senator care to explain the bill?
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Bill 395 just basically puts us in compliance with the Uniform Accountancy Act. It revises some definition of a test. Talks about CPA firm mobility, so firm would not have to be licensed in Missouri if they're also licensed in another state that has similar provisions. Lowers the age of one that to come as CPA from 21 to 18. And with that, I'd be glad to answer any questions.
Does any other senator desire to be heard? The senator from the 7th.
To inquire, the senator from Johnson.
Senator from Johnson, do you yield?
I do.
Proceed.
Okay, Senator, so we are making sure that if you're licensed in one state, do you have to be adjacently licensed and then you're good here, or any state that's in the Midwest? Or
any state that has similar provisions to license in the state of Missouri.
You know which ones those are?
I do. We have surrounding us Iowa and Illinois.
Iowa and Illinois. Okay, so I have a...
We call it firm mobility.
I have a concern that this legislation was going to try and get through this chamber, and it's your first piece of legislation that you have perfected in this chamber. Is that correct?
This is my first piece of legislation.
So that's very interesting. It's very interesting indeed. You know, I was... How much discussion did we have on this in the perfection?
A lot of discussion.
Had a lot of discussion in the perfection
motion? Very thoroughly.
Man, I must not have been in here. Okay, well, you know what? I'm not sure I can support your bill today. So I'm going to consider my vote when it comes up. But I appreciate you answering my questions. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator.
Is any other senator desire to be heard? Senator from Cole, for what purpose do you rise?
Mr. President, what order of business are we on?
We're on the third reading of Senate bills.
Is that the senator from the 9th?
The senator from Johnson is the one.
Senator from Johnson's bill. Oh, in that case, I would seek unanimous consent to introduce some very special guests since that bill is dead.
Seeing no objection, proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. I didn't know if you knew this, but the body should know the angels are among us this morning. You've heard that song before. We have 33 Immaculate Conception Grade School. They are the angels, is their mascot, from here in Jefferson City. They're accompanied by parents and teachers. Teachers are Mrs. Wolken and Mrs. Ferguson, and I'd like the Senate to make these great young men and lady feel welcome in the Senate chamber today.
Senate, please welcome the people from Senator of Cole. Does any other senator desire to be heard? Sir, from the 4th, what purpose do you rise?
President, may I inquire, Senator from Johnson.
Senator from Johnson, do you yield?
Do.
Proceed.
Senator, how are you this morning?
Doing well. Doing well this morning.
I saw you sitting at your desk there, and you were kind of looking around to see who was paying attention. You didn't really think you were going to slide that by, did you?
I was looking around to see who I was trying to make a CPA today.
So I have some questions about the bill, but I wanted to ask you something else. What exactly is that material your jacket is made out of there?
You know, this is kind of a corduroy material, and thank you for asking, Senator. This is the first day I've worn this sport coat, but it was bought locally just down the street here from the Capitol. And I've had a few compliments on it, not as many as my blue shoes that I wore.
Oh, it's a very nice jacket. I just thank you. That out in case most people hadn't seen that. Not a lot of corduroy jackets around, but I'm glad that you're bringing it back, Senator. Thank you.
It only takes one.
Senator, can you walk me through these workers' comp coverage changes in here? Am I looking at the wrong bill here?
If you're not looking at Senate Bill 395, you're looking at the wrong bill.
I'm looking at 395, and I'm at the substitute. Workers' responsibility to obtain workers' compensation coverage shall be specified, allocated in the professional employer agreement to either the PEO or the client. Is that in the bill?
Which page are you looking on, Senator?
Well, I'm looking at the summary of the sub. I'm sorry.
Competency. I don't see anything about workers. Oh, Senator.
Oh, well, I guess it's okay then, Senator. Thank you for the inquiry.
If we don't need it, we won't do it. I just want everybody to know it's a possibility. You have 21st I'm actually supposed to give a Vietnam briefing to the veterans home in Cape Girardeau.
Well, then you have to do what you have to do. I'm just telling you.
Okay.
Oh, wait a minute. They want you.
Senator from the 11th, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President, to inquire of the good senator from Johnson.
Senator from Johnson, do you yield?
I do.
Proceed.
How are you this morning, Senator?
Doing well. How about you, Senator?
So this bill will allow their CPAs to come into the state of Missouri and already have their licensing. Is that correct? Is that my understanding?
Yes. Yes. Part of it,
including people from Kansas.
Well, Kansas actually does not have firm mobility.
So they don't. So okay. So we don't have any. We don't have any. Kansans or Jayhawks coming over and trying to steal some of our Missouri Tiger
clients.
They would still
have to register because they don't have firm mobility for the state of Kansas.
What was that dog you're fond of? Was that the Wonder Dog or what was the other one?
Old Drum.
Old Drum. Yeah. So do you think Old Drum or Jim the Wonder Dog, we'll go with Old Drum, could possibly learn to be a CPA and maybe...
You know, Jim the Wonder Dog out of Marshall, he might have passed the CPA test because he did some pretty wonderful things.
So then he's already, I've given it to him. He'll just
Trump probably couldn't have passed the CPA.
Trump could or could not? Like, what was that?
He'll make this
Trump could not.
So Trump probably could not have, but Jim
probably could. So technically we are billed to allow Jim to be a
on the table. The question occurs on dog. The latter motion.
So I don't have a response after that.
When taxes in the state of Missouri.
Oh, that's where mm-hmm. Okay. That's
yes, right. Someone will object, or mm-hmm. We'll make that further motion right here.
All right, Senator.
And then you'll
I will, and then you're done. Spirit of expediency, allow this to go through. But
thank you, Senator.
We might be talking about it later. Thank you.
Senator from Green, for what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. May I inquire of the senator from Johnson County?
Senator from Johnson, do you yield?
I do.
Proceed.
Thank you, Senator. I had a chance to kind of review your bill, and I heard something about Kansas a little bit ago.
Yes.
And that caused me, I know basically what the bill does, but it made me think of the Dust Bowl.
Right.
And, you know, you're doing something here that's really intelligent with this bill, and I just wondered if it was maybe something like, you know, toilet water.
Toilet water, huh?
Well, I'm just thinking, you know, they had that problem with the Dust Bowl out there, and they figured out they could use water. So I'm just wondering if your bill has anything to do with that or with other things that we could... other things that we could do that might be kind of obvious that we're not doing. Because your bill makes a lot of sense.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Senator. I agree the bill does make a lot of sense. You know, as far as... Toilet water and the Dust Bowl.
There's no Brondo in this bill, is there?
There's no...
No Brondo in this bill, right?
No.
Okay. I just want to make sure. All right. Well, thank you, Senator. I appreciate this enlightening conversation.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you.
Senator from the First, what purpose do you arise?
It's quiet, Senator from Johnson.
Senator from Johnson, do you yield?
I do.
Proceed.
Senator, I'll keep this quick. I know that the Senator from the Fourth was asking you about your... Is it corduroy jacket?
Yes.
So we have Easter coming up.
Yes.
And after Easter, some things change around here on Wednesdays. And I don't know your feeling on that, but I've been a guy that has not been one to partake in the Wednesdays after Easter ritual in this chamber. And I just wanted to ask, I actually don't own a corduroy jacket, but if I were to go out and procure one, would you be willing to wear that jacket again on Wednesdays from this point through the rest of session?
I would certainly consider that. I do have two seersucker suits, though.
Do you really?
Yes, yes. And, you know, especially when it gets hot, those seersucker suits are very...
Senator, very... this inquiry might have just gotten a whole lot longer.
Uh-oh.
No, I'll probably just stick to wool. Thank you, Senator.
Thank you.
Any other senator desire to be heard? Senator from the 23rd, for what purpose do you rise?
President, to inquire from the Senator from Johnson.
Senator from Johnson, do you yield?
I do.
You may proceed.
Thank you, Senator, for the inquiry. Good morning. I admit, Senator, this is not how I envisioned this day unfolding.
Yes.
We were going to be dealing with your first bill. And much frustration in mind that because I had understood that we were going to be talking about Old Drum when it came time. And that was a bill that I voted for repeatedly.
Yes.
In committee.
And I appreciate that.
And so here we are on a bill having to do counting, of which I am not an expert, and you are the expert here. Is that correct?
Well, I am a CPA, so...
But are you agreeing that I'm not the expert?
No, I'm agreeing that even though I'm a CPA, I may not be an expert on everything.
Well, there was... I reviewed the bill, and I want to call attention to something that I've noticed on page 4, line 101 of this bill. At defining the term state, any state of the United States, the District of Columbia, Puerto Rico, the U.S. Virgin Islands, and added,
yes,
the Commonwealth of the Northern Mariana Islands.
That's right. Commonwealth of the Northern Mariana.
And Guam. And I'm curious is what influence the Commonwealth of the Northern Marianas has had on this bill, and if you could maybe explain the impact to the folks here in Missouri.
Well, it's in the Northern Mariana Islands, as well as Guam, those other, you can take the uniform CPA test. And so there could be someone that took the CPA test in the Mariana Islands, passed it there, then comes to Missouri. Well, Missouri, in their state statute, doesn't recognize a CPA that took the test in the Mariana Islands, even though it's the same test that's taken in the other states. So we decided that, hey, there could be, I don't know, you know, with the Mariana Islands, it's very, I would assume, tropical and beachfront. And so...
You would assume that, Senator, a bill that's going to affect our state statutes?
I would assume that they have some very beautiful country in Mariana Islands
You been to the Northern Mariana?
I have not, but definitely wish I could have gone and...
Did we be making assumptions about the climate of an area that we're going to be putting into our state statute?
Well, I know it's an island, so it's surrounded by ocean. I'm just assuming it's very tropical.
Well, that makes it very different from Missouri.
That is true. That is true.
And have you never been there?
I wish that I'd gone there to kind of study to make sure that, you know, the Mariana Islands were, anybody that took the CPA exam and wanted to pass that there was suitable to come to Missouri as well.
Is there any indication about how the residents of the Northern Marianas feel about Old Drum?
You know, we haven't, I don't know how they feel about Old Drum, but I will say at least the Canadian Consulate General likes Old Drum, because he's a big fan of dogs. And when he came down here 2 years ago, when I introduced myself to him, he said, hey, I've been to Warrensburg. And I said, well, did you come to Whiteman Air Force Base or come to University of Central Missouri for a conference? He goes, no, I came to Warrensburg to learn more about Old Drum because I'm a dog fanatic. And you never know. You never know where we get tourists and visitors to come learn more about Old Drum. It could be the Mariana Islands coming. Warrensburg, Missouri, to learn
well,
more.
Well, if there's strong support for Old Drum within the Northern Marianas, I think this probably makes a lot of sense. So
I agree.
I appreciate the inquiry, and I'll be voting for this bill. Thank you, Senator. Thank you, Mr. President.
Yeah. Senator from Butler, for what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. Briefly inquire the Senator from Johnson.
Senator from Johnson, do you yield?
Do.
You may proceed.
I'm just curious, are there any provisions in this bill to reduce fees to customers?
No.
Okay, I was just curious. Thank you for the inquiry.
Thank you.
Sir, from Lewis, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to inquire the Senator from the 4th.
Sir, from the 4th, do you yield?
President.
You may proceed.
Senator.
Hello, Senator.
You've already had your first bill through the Senate.
I did. I really enjoyed that process immensely.
That was pretty early.
It was.
And I know there's kind of an initiation phase that goes on here. But I know.
Is that what this is?
Something like that.
Okay, I see.
I noticed that when you were inquiring of the Senator from Johnson, you seemed a little bit confused. Were you looking at House Bill 395, maybe?
No, I actually was looking at an amendment that was offered to 395. offered by the senator from Franklin. Okay. And I just wanted to make sure that that wasn't in the bill.
You know, I thought maybe you were just trying to make sure he was explaining the right bill, because we have had a senator over here that got up, explained the wrong bill, and got it passed.
Is that right? You know, I thought maybe that it seems like what we're discussing now is more about old drum. And I know that's an issue of importance to other senators.
Welcome to the Senate. Thank you, Senator.
Thank you.
Any other senator desire to be heard? And Senator from Barton, for what purpose do you rise?
Mr. President, can I inquire of the senior senator from Johnson, please?
Senator from Johnson, do you yield to the inquiry from the senator from Barton?
I do.
You may proceed.
Mr. President, thanks, Senator. I didn't have too much to inquire on you, but I was listening to the inquiry from the senator from the 23rd, and it sounded like he thought maybe some of the things in this bill didn't add up. I knew you being a CPA, you could make sense of it.
That's right.
But I genuinely am interested in, usually when we pass legislation on this floor, there's a problem we're trying to solve. And I, frankly, was not on the floor when you explained this bill.
Yes.
Can you tell me the problem that we're solving with the bill?
Yes. Part of the language that we have, our Missouri state statute, has become outdated as we've evolved in the accounting world. And so take for instance, in our state statute, it talks about a review. Well, a review is part of a test engagement now. And so we eliminate all the provisions. And then we talk about firm mobility as well. So if another state, let's say Illinois or Iowa, they're currently working on their firm mobility for CPA firms as well. They have similar requirements for our, if they have a business in Iowa that they're auditing, and that business has some inventory in Missouri, right now that CPA firm in Iowa would have to get a license in Missouri as well to come and perform an inventory review. So this would just say that, hey, you don't, if you're auditing a firm in, you're an Iowa firm auditing a firm in Iowa, they've got some inventory in Missouri, then you don't have to be licensed in Missouri, as long as those requirements to be licensed are very similar. And then,
that's been the case forever. I mean, that they would have had to get licensed here. So large firms just had to keep people licensed in all the states, or how did that work?
Yes, yes. You have to be, you know, for my CPA firm, I could work on some clients that have a Kansas address. And so, therefore, I have to be licensed in Missouri and Kansas.
And in Kansas.
Yes. And then our firm has to be licensed in Missouri and Kansas as well.
You have to pass the CPA exam or whatever qualifier it requires in Kansas as well as the one in Missouri.
The CPA exam is the same for all 50 states.
That's a universal.
Yes, that's universal.
What actually is entailed in you getting licensed to be a CPA in Kansas?
Well, if you're licensed in another state, which I'm licensed in Missouri, then I had to apply to be licensed over there. I met my original CPA license. Their requirements are a little bit different, to where they require 100. Well, in the state of Missouri right now, we require 150 college credit hours to sit for the exam, and so Kansas has a similar provision, and so you have to have 150 college credit hours as well in Kansas to be licensed there. So the provisions are very, very similar.
So if Kansas required 155, then you might have to go get another 5 hours of credit.
Correct.
Somewhere. Okay.
Correct.
That's the way that would work.
Yes.
All right. And so this is just simply making it easier for you to cross state lines. Now, whose jurisdiction is this under in terms of qualifying states to cooperatively operate in each other? I think you said Kansas was not one of the states that would be covered.
I've got a list here of states with firm mobility, and currently Missouri, Iowa, and Illinois are working on that, along with I think
Oh, five other states are working on firm mobility. New Mexico, Nevada, Montana, Massachusetts, New Jersey. Some states already have firm mobility. Wisconsin, Indiana, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Alabama.
But if we pass this, does that make you mobile to go in any state or just other states that also have mobility statutes?
That would make me or any CPA firm be able to go mobile to those other states. And so this is language that came from the American Institute of CPAs, the Missouri Society of CPAs, the Missouri State Board of Accountancy, and the National State Board of Accountancy. So it's a collaboration. And,
almost like an interstate compact, except at a lower level.
Yes.
Okay. Well, Senator, you've reconciled the differences for me.
All right.
I appreciate you taking the inquiry.
Thank you, Senator.
Does any other senator desire to be heard? Senator from Cole, for what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. Are we still on the Senator from Johnson's dead bill?
We are.
Thank you, Mr. President. For the benefit of the body, Kermit Miller from KRCG-TV here in Jefferson City has been granted permission to take photos and videos in the Senate chamber today.
That will be noted. Thank you. Senator from Barrie, for what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. An inquiry of a senator from Johnson.
Senator Johnson, you need an inquiry from the senator from Barton or Barrie?
Yes, I do.
You may proceed.
Senator, I think you were talking with the senator from the first, and you mentioned about seersucker. I remember talking to the former senator from Johnson, Senator Pierce, who wore seersucker. And I asked him who he was supporting to replace him, and he said you. And I said, why? He said, because he wears seersucker. That was the reason he supported
him. That was the reason.
Yes. So next Wednesday is the first day that we will start wearing seersucker. And I just wanted to remind the body that that day, Wednesday, I believe it's the 12th, is when we will start wearing our seersucker. And I'm looking so forward to it. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator.
Any other senators desire to be heard? Senator from the 9th, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you. May I inquire of the Senator from Johnson, please?
Senator from Johnson, do you have to inquire from the Senator from the 9th?
I do.
You may proceed.
Good. So I think several folks have noted that this happens to be your first bill over in the Missouri Senate. You know, earlier this year, I told you that I had some interns do some work. I mean, it was weird. We had a representative over on the House side that was saying at home that he had gotten 17 bills passed. And I said, well, that's impossible because I know that whoever it was that passed more bills than anybody in the General Assembly certainly did not get 17 bills passed. And it was interesting because the interns did the work, they did the research, they went through all of the truly agreed and finally passed bills. And surprisingly, it happened to be you.
Yes.
That happened to have gotten more bills passed last year than anyone else in the General Assembly. And I think I was a bit surprising because I had this notion of this joke on the floor of these Duggar bills we've had for several years that appear to continually recur. And then the senator from the 8th, Pretty Boy Floyd, although he's not a bank robber, he certainly has had significant tax deductions, I'll say, for a bunch of folks. But it, of course, was interesting that it happened to be you that happened to have more bills passed than anyone. Now, you know, over in the Senate, sometimes those some things can weirdly kind of take an awkward turn.
That's right. Senate is
especially on their first bills.
That's right. Senate is definitely a different body, and I most certainly respect that.
So anyway, I know it's your first bill, but I had to get up and give you a little bit of a hard time being my other seatmate, of course, in this chamber over here in our hood. But I did. Good luck to you.
Thank you, Senator.
On your first bill.
Thank you.
Being passed.
Any other senator desire to be heard? Senator from Franklin, what purpose do you rise?
Mr. President, to inquire of the Senator from Johnson.
Senator from Johnson, do you yield to the inquiry from the Senator from Franklin?
I do.
You may proceed.
Did I hear that correctly, that she said that you passed 17 bills last year?
No.
How many bills does a person have to file in order to pass 17 bills?
I passed five bills last year. She was talking about a claim from another state representative over there that said they passed 17 bills last year.
Some other state representative passed 17?
No, that's a myth.
So it's a myth.
Yes, it was definitely a myth. This other representative was proclaiming that he had passed 17 bills, which was not true. And so The senator's office did some research and found that I'd passed 5 bills last year.
So you passed 5 bills?
Yep. One, six bills, and one was vetoed.
6 bills, and one, was that veto overridden?
No, it was not.
It was not overridden. Did that happen to be big government get off my back bill?
It did.
And where's that bill at right now?
It's, well, that bill is on the calendar, and then...
That'd be your second bill. Could be your second bill.
That could be the second bill.
Huh. Could you... What was those 5 bills? What was in those 5 bills last year?
What was in the... One was step therapy. That was probably the hardest bill I've ever had trying to get passed.
Step therapy?
Step therapy.
What's that? Just walking up steps?
No.
It's
basically if you're, let's say, and I always use diabetes as a example. The first medicine they put you on is metformin. If metformin doesn't work, you try that for 6 months, they might put you on Invokana. That doesn't work, they might put you on Januvia. Well, and say Januvia works, but then you went and you changed jobs, or...
And then you lost your position and
your
insurance.
Or your insurance company, your business that you work for changed your insurance company, then that new insurance company could make you start back on step one. And all this bill did that we passed said is, hey, if you've already gone through those steps, you don't have to go through those again when you go to a new insurance.
That sounds like
company.
A really good bill.
It was. It was a very good bill. Very good bill. It's going to help out a lot of people.
I know an individual, actually, he may not be a constituent of mine, but he is in my district that had a problem with a medication and a change in insurance companies. It ultimately forced him to have to leave his job because he couldn't afford the medication because of that change in the insurance.
Yes.
Very expensive medication, and then all of a sudden it was no longer made available to him because of a change. That's a good bill.
Yes, very good bill. And
any other highlights you want to go over? I also, the senator from St. Louis, you know, he's already passed the bill. I was like, how did that happen? How did he get ahead of it? And this is your first bill.
I guess we must have been sleeping on the job.
But we must have been asleep at the wheel, I guess, so to allow that to occur. Well, Senator, I won't belabor this any longer, but congratulations on getting, hopefully, if we get to a vote today on your bill, getting it across the finish line. So,
thank you, Senator.
Any senator desire to be heard? Senator from the 8th, what purpose do you rise?
Inquire the senior senator from Johnson.
Senator from Johnson, do you yield an inquiry from the senator from the 8th?
I do.
You may proceed.
So I hear you're going to be challenging the senator from Barrie on the number of bills you're going to try to get over to the House.
not this year.
Not this year, yeah, that's right, because he's got like 12 over there already.
Right, unless it's the least amount of bills over to the House.
Least amount? I don't know about that. But you know what? I'm very impressed because you're a freshman and they're calling you the senior senator from Johnson. I am a senior, and I can't get my colleagues to call me senior senator from Jackson County. I've tried it a couple times, but I'm impressed that it's sticking with you.
I'm sure it's a term of endearment, and it's great to find out that I've got so many friends out here on the Senate floor today.
Yeah, today, being your first bill here. I'm really glad that your first bill was not old drunk, because I will tell you, I've had it with state symbols, and I don't know that old drum would have made it through. I know that's important to you, but
actually this Saturday is the old drum festival in Warrensburg.
Really?
Yes, this Saturday, and so they're having it at the old courthouse and a lot of arts and crafts and games. And
what time does that run? Because I might show up.
I believe about from 9 to 3.
9 to 3.
Yeah, around 9 to 3 on Saturday, and you know they have the bust of Old Drum over the Supreme Court, and attorneys rub the head of the bust of Old Drum before they go in for good luck before they go in and argue their case in front of the Supreme Court. So, and then just the story of Old Drum, and where, you know, a dog is a man's best friend. That's where that saying came from. Everything always comes back to Old Drum.
Do you know how many state symbols we have?
I do not.
Well, that'd be a question. If it gets to the floor, I'm going to ask you.
All right, I will find out.
I believe it's in the 20s. I counted it one year. I've lost track because yes. We haven't had any state symbols in a while, which is a good thing. I think we've got enough.
Well, I humbly disagree, Senator, but we'll leave that bill for another day.
Well, all right. Well, good luck on your very first bill in the Missouri Senate. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator.
Is there any senator desire to be heard? A senator from Jefferson, for what purpose do you rise?
Might I inquire of the senator from Johnson?
Senator from Johnson, do you yield?
I do.
Good morning.
You may proceed.
I was reviewing your bill. I was pretty busy earlier this week. I was going to ask you, were there any amendments adapted or put onto your bill once it came to the Senate floor?
There was no amendments that were approved.
Adopted? Okay.
Adopted, yes.
Good. So there's nothing in the bill, because I heard somebody else mention workers' compensation. But you assure me that there's nothing in this bill that deals with workers' compensation?
Nothing in this bill that deals with workers'
nothing
compensation.
Nothing that mentions the words PEO?
Nothing that mentions the words PEO.
Nothing that mentions the word master policy?
Nothing that mentions the word master policy.
Okay, very good. I just wanted to be assured of that. Thank you, Senator.
Any senator desire to be heard? Any senator desire to be heard? Senator from Johnson, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the title be agreed to. No. I close.
Senator from Johnson renews his motion that Senate Bill number 395 be read a third time, finally passed. Secretary, read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Bill number 395, an act relating to the regulation of public accountants. Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dixon, Eigel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Hummel, Kehoe, Koenig, Kraus, Leibler, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Richard, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schoff, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan.
Senator from the 7th, what purpose do you rise?
I recorded.
You are recorded as a no.
Would you please change my no to a yes?
It will be changed to a yes. And Senator from the 4th, as a no?
Please change my vote to a yes.
It will be changed to a yes. Senator from the 11th, it will be changed to a yes. And Senator from the 5th, as a no? It's been changed to a yes. Senator from the 2nd. It will be changed, so noted. And Senator from Buchanan, as a no? Be recorded as a yes. Senator from the 8th, I'm recorded as a yes. As a no? It'll be changed. Ayes, 0 noes. The bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the jury. Senator from Johnson.
I move that the title be agreed to.
Senator from Johnson moves that the title be agreed to. Those of the opinion that the motion shall prevail say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary say no. The ayes have it.
I move that the vote by which the bill passed be...
Senator from Johnson moves the vote by which Senate Bill 395 was passed be reconsidered. Senator from the 8th.
Move that that lay on the table.
Senator from the 8th moves that motion lie on the table. Those of the contrary say no. Oh, excuse me. Those of the opinion the motion shall prevail say aye. Nope. Okay. Let me back up a little bit. The question occurs on the latter motion. Now, those of the opinion that the motion shall prevail say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary say no.
No.
The ayes have it. It will be recorded as such. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of Senate bills for a third reading consent calendar, and I'd ask that you call the calendar.
Third reading for Senate bills from the consent calendar. Senate Bill 399, Senator from St. Francis.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill 399 be taken up from the consent calendar for third reading and final passage.
Senator from St. Francis moves that Senate Bill 399 be taken up as third reading and final passage. As many are of the opinion that the motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from St. Francis.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move the Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill 399 be third read and finally passed. Mr. President, this is the bill that brings Missouri into compliance with the Federal FAST Act of 2015. Under the federal law, the power unit of an automobile transporter must be able to transport cars independently from the trailer. This is commonly known as the Stinger Steers. And with that, Mr. President, I'd be happy to take any questions.
And, Senator, you move for the adoption of the Senate Committee sub? You move for
yes.
The adoption? The Senator moves for adoption of the Senate Committee substitute. Does any Senator desire to be heard? Senator from Barton.
Present to inquire the Senator from St. Francis.
Senator from St. Francis, yield to the inquiry from Senator
yes,
from
I
Barton?
Did. Yes.
You may proceed.
Thanks, Senator. I didn't hear that last comment. It's commonly known as what?
Stinger Steers.
Stinger?
Stinger.
S-T-I-N-G-E-R?
Yes.
And that, why is it commonly known that way, Senator?
I guess it's commonly known to the drivers of tractor-trailer rigs, but not to senators, as best I can tell you.
All right. No problem. I just was curious. Thanks, Senator. Thanks, Mr. President.
Does any senator desire to be heard? Senator from St. Francis is recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from St. Francis renews his motion that Senate Bill 399 be adopted. As many of the opinion, the motion shall prevail. Say aye.
Aye.
Senate Committee sub be adopted. Those of the motion say prevail say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from St. Francis.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move that Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill 399 be third read and finally passed.
Okay. Does any senator desire to be heard? Senator from St. Francis is recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from St. Francis renews his motion that Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 399 be read a third time and finally passed. Madam Secretary, read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 399, an act relating to vehicle composition requirements. Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dixon, Igel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Hummel, Kehoe, Koenig, Kraus, Leibler, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Richard, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater. Schaff. Schatz. Shoup. Sifton. Sylvie. Wallingford.
Aye.
Walsh. Wasson. Whelan.
32 ayes, 0 noes. The bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show that the titling and perfection motions were made and carried. Senator from the 25th.
Seeking unanimous consent to introduce a couple special guests.
Seeing no objection, you may proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. On your right, my left, a couple friends of mine from Poplar Bluff. We have with us Brent Davis and Wally Duncan from Poplar Bluff. Got business today, so I hope everybody make them feel welcome this morning.
And the guests please rise, and the Senate recognize the guests of the person from Poplar Bluff. Senator from the 7th.
Mr. President, I seek unanimous consent for a moment of personal privilege.
Personal privilege, you may proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. 100 years ago today, the United States of America entered World War I. And in my district, we have the National World War I Museum, and they are celebrating that event with 27 countries. The French Air Force is having an air show in the honor of America's entrance into the war. I just wanted to remind the body that our freedoms are not free. They were a great sacrifice by those who came before us, and I just wanted to take a minute and celebrate the fact that that war came to an end, and it did so because of the brave sacrifice of American citizens who joined in that effort. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of House bills on third read consent calendar. I'd ask you to recognize the Senator from Greene County on House Committee Substitute for House Bill 50.
And Senator from Greene.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that House Committee Substitute for House Bill 50 with the Senate Committee Substitute be called from the House Consent Calendar and taken up for third reading and final passage.
Senator from Greene moves that House Committee Substitute for House Bill 50 with Senate Committee Substitute be taken up for third reading and final passage. Is Mayor of the opinion that the motion shall prevail? Say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary say no. The ayes have it. Senator from Greene, do you care to explain your bill?
Thank you, Mr. President. First, I would move that House Committee Substitute for House Bill 50 be third read and passed, and I would also move for the adoption of the committee substitute. Mr. President, this committee substitute is identical to the Senate bill which we passed out of this body, I believe it was last week, which allows the 16th Judicial Circuit, which is Jackson County, to move judicial division number 12 of that circuit from the downtown courthouse to the courthouse in Independence. It is identical to what we voted out last week. I'd be happy to answer any questions. If there are none, I would renew my motion that we adopt the substitute.
Does any senator desire to be heard? Any senator desire to be heard? Senator from Greene is recognized to close.
I close.
Senator from Greene renews his motion that Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 50 with Senate Committee Substitute be adopted. Is made the opinion that motion shall prevail? Say aye. Those of the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Greene.
Thank you, Mr. President. I am now moved that House Committee,
Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 50 be read the third time and finally passed.
Does any senator desire to be heard? Any senator desire to be heard? Senator from Green, recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from Green renews his motion that Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 50 be read a third time and finally passed. Madam Secretary, read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 50, an act relating to the 16th Judicial Circuit. Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dixon, Igel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Hummel, Kehoe, Koenig, Kraus, Leibla, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Richard, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schoff, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford,
aye.
Walsh, aye. Wasson, Whelan.
Aye. Senator from the ninth votes aye. Senator from the fourth. Senator from the 4th, how do you vote? Votes aye. Oh, the 11th. Senator from the 11th. And the 11th. Votes? Senator from the 11th votes aye. Thirty-two ayes, zero noes. The bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show that the titling perfecting motions were made and carried. Senator from Cole.
President, without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of House bills on third reading. I'd ask you recognize the Senator from Phelps County on House Bill Number 1-4.
House Bill for third reading, House Bill 1-4. Oh, the last one. Oh. Senator from Phelps.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that House Committee Substitute for House Bill 14 for the Senate Committee Substitute be taken up for third reading and final passage.
Senator from Phelps moves that House Committee Substitute for House Bill 14 with Senate Committee Substitute be taken up for third reading and final passage. Is may have the opinion that that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Phelps, do you care to explain the adoption? Move for the adoption and explain.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. President. I move for the adoption of the Senate Committee Substitute. This is Senate Bill 14, the supplemental spending bill. We had things passed out on your desk this morning, and I'm going to kind of hit the highlights. Supplemental spending is one of the easier budget bills to pass because it is mostly mandated costs and costs that continue. As we gaveled in the other morning to take up Senate House Bill 14, Desi came to us and said that there was $838,224 in the right column that they were not going to need this year. So it's always nice to have a department offer up some savings. Rest of DESE is in agreement with the governor, the House, and the Senate. Higher ed, there's a change in line 16, 14030. It's transferred academic scholarships to Bright Flight. This amount of money fully funds the Bright Flight program. Revenue pretty much is transfers, park sales tax, soils and water tax that were above the projected budget last year. In lottery, there were two changes. In 14060, that was reduced from the department and the governor's request to $2 million. And that is taking the pull tab machines back to the fraternals that we allowed, and they had been expanded. So this will meet the need to take those back for their intended purposes. And the transfer of the $10 million, the department lottery said they did not need. In transportation, most of these are other and federal funds, if you notice. And part of that transfer is positive train control. It's federally mandated and federal money for management of trains. Office of Administration is pretty self-explanatory. You will notice that the House and Senate took the ease off of these lines since it is supplemental spending. Agriculture, there's an increase of $175,465 and 7.5 FTEs. That's the same across the board. This is related to grain inspection needed for a new facility outside of Marshall. I think it's Hamilton, Missouri. It really increases our ability to move more grain quickly. Labor and industrial relations, that's payment of legal fees on a lawsuit to settle that. Public safety is just extra spending authority money that federal drug seizures produced and allows the National Guard to spend that money. In corrections, there's a DNA restitution payment. There was an offender exonerated, and that's a payment to him. And the offender health care increase, that's just cost to continue because we had more prisoners than was projected. And the Department of Mental Health on the next page, most of these costs are just to maintain current programs and its growth within the programs, things that we really do need to fund and pay for if we offer these services. Health and senior services, again, pretty much cost to continue. Social services, and you'll see some of these lines are pretty big. And I don't want Senator from Barry to get upset with me, but pharmacy costs and some of those things is increased costs of drugs, increased usage, and a lot of these are federal dollars or FRA matches, and so we do need to take care of that in the state budget. And the last page, section 14215, pretty much spells out nursing facilities, other monies, federal monies that come in that can be used, blind pension fund, the judiciary, the labor overtime rule, pretty much the governor of the House and the Senate said zero. Secretary of State, special election cost, and so that's why it's put in General Assembly. Put in the Secretary of State's budget. General Assembly is $450,000 for Missouri Revised Statute republications. And so if you look below the Senate line, on the last page, we're spending $43 million of general revenue, $43.6 million. Federal is $129,162,678. Other funds, $68,250,000. Makes a total of a supplemental spending budget of $241,061,577. Which is considerably less than it's been the last few years with a lot less general revenue in the budget. With that, I'll try to answer any questions.
Senator, moves for adoption of the Senate committee substitute. Does any senator desire to be heard? Senator from Buchanan.
Inquire the Senator from Phelps.
Senator from Phelps, do you yield to the Senator from Buchanan?
Yes.
You may proceed.
Thank you for taking my inquiry, Senator. I distributed for the members a table of the last 10 years supplemental appropriations right alongside the amounts of the lapsed GR authority. And the reason I did that is I wanted the members to be able to see kind of the comparison that the amount this year is really much less than the average amount. Fiscal year 13 was a little lower. But if you add up the amounts for the last 10 years, the total supplemental appropriations for the 10-year period ending last year was $1.059 billion, and the total GR lapsed authority was almost double that at $1.983 billion. And the thing is that you pointed out that we have to do that 3%
reserve.
Withhold, yeah. And that's about $85 million a year. So if you take out the $850 million over the last 10 years, really what's happening is that we're lapsing about as much as we're doing in the supplemental. So, in other words, if you take every budget line, sometimes we under budget, sometimes we over budget.
Right.
The supplemental would represent the amount that we're under budgeting. The lapsed amount would represent the amount we're over budgeting. And they're pretty much roughly equal over the 10-year period. So what I'm trying to say is that this is a very reasonable amount. You know, we are going to under budget on some of the lines, and we're going to over budget on some of the lines. And it looks like the budgeting staff is getting it about right.
I think so. I commend them for their hard work. They taught me a lot and worked hard with me, as have committee members. You know, it's not easy projecting where you think you're going to be. A lot of things can enter into it. I would like to point out to the body, though, for FY17, the zero on the right line, that's just undetermined yet. It won't be zero. We don't ever want to spend a zero because the 3% cash reserves hopefully keeps a balance in the state treasury that we can pay for bills and pay for our part of some of the federal programs that we participate in.
Still got another couple, 3 months
yes.
left in the budget year, so we can't put that number down yet. But,
right.
but you know, if you think about the accuracy, if we're under budgeting an amount that is roughly equal to the amount that we're over budgeting on various lines, the accuracy is incredibly tight.
Yes.
I mean, it's within a quarter point, you know?
They do an amazing job.
Yeah, and that's just incredibly accurate.
Yep.
Thank you, Senator.
Been very proud of them. Thank you.
Any other senator desire to be heard? And Senator from the 23rd, for what purpose do you rise?
Mr. President, to inquire from the Senator from Phelps.
Senator from Phelps, do you yield to the inquiry from the Senator from the 23rd?
I do.
You may proceed.
Thank you, Senator. I admit I have been asking a lot of questions about the supplemental this morning. Most of my questions have actually been answered, but I've come across a couple things that I wanted to explore briefly with you.
Okay.
And that is, certainly, I think you could probably understand in the budgetary environment that we're in right now, my surprise when I found out that we were going to appropriate further monies for the state budget for fiscal year 17. And in particular, the $43 million, is, and you'll forgive me, Senator, because I am, as we know, very new to this process. The $43 million, what we appropriate is actually an authority. It's not actually the dollars spent.
Right.
This is giving the executive branch the authority to appropriate monies to these particular categories which you've described.
Right. Well, the budget bills actually come from the legislature. The governor makes his recommendations on budgetary issues, gives us a budget, And, you know, I always tell everyone that things change, much as you see on line one. We get better data as we go along. So we were able to take $838,224 out of the budget. So we're giving the authority to spend this money because it's either cost to continue or, as in the, you know, with the Department of Corrections, we had a few more prisoners this year than we did last year, and we have a contract for health care with prisoners, so that is a cost driver. We get more utilization in Medicaid. So we get as accurate as we can budgeting, and as Senator from Buchanan pointed out, the staff and the folks that really work on these budgets, you know, 365 days a year, do a pretty amazing job when you look at, even in times of you know, depressed economic times, they still come up really pretty close. It amazes me and impresses me, and I'm just glad to be a part of them making us look good.
Well, and I think the what was distributed by the senator from Buchanan was very helpful.
Yeah.
And as you can see there are certain items that are under budgeted, certain items that are over budgeted. My question, though, I know we've already had withholds associated with this budget this year. The governor has already enacted his constitutional authority to do so because the revenues that we expected did not come in where
right.
we hoped they would. The $43 million of general revenue, just because we are giving the authority to do that via further appropriation, doesn't necessarily mean that the revenues are there to actually pay those bills.
Yeah. Well, and this is a cleanup of the 17 budget, which ends here, June, is it July 1 or June 1? June 1. And you know, it is, yeah, you're like, golly, that's quite a bit. But then if you look back on what Senator from Buchanan handed out, these are GR supplementals in the past. And some years, it's like in 16, it was $278.2 million general revenue only. And, you know, we've had it less. Like in 13, it was only $22 million. But as a general rule, they run $100 million plus.
And I'm following the logic from the Senator Buchanan. I agree with what you've said. I'm going to be voting yes on the supplemental bill. But the point I'm working towards is the fact that just because we give the additional authority for that $43 million, if our revenues have not changed from where they stood in January, won't the governor have to make additional withholds in order to pay the bills that we're appropriating now?
It's happened before. This year, our revenues so far have upticked a little bit. We actually rolled back to 3% estimated revenue growth in January, which has helped a little bit. And my hope would be if we get more revenues coming in, some of those monies that's being withheld are released. And that happens a lot, too.
Do you feel that the revenue uptick that we've seen since January are sufficient that the governor will be able to enact this additional supplemental without additional withholds?
I do.
You do? So I think the picture has brightened considerably then?
Yes.
If those revenues do not sustain that pace, then that's good. I think that's a very important sense. So we are not just passing an authorization. We actually have the money now.
We have evidence to make us think we can do this.
Oh, that's very good, but that is in contrast to every time I hear you speak, you start with, there's no money in the budget.
We always worry.
But if those revenues take a step back
right.
from where we are right now, then under our Constitution, the governor has the authority to make additional withholds as needed.
Absolutely.
And because I learned something that I'm also would like to point out, you're operating under the knowledge or belief that we have a balanced budget requirement in our Constitution.
Right. And I think a lot of that comes from the fact that we are conservatives. Both parties are pretty conservative in Missouri when it comes to spending. And you know, you can make an argument, is it spelled out in the Constitution? Is there an actual line that says we must or we shall. No, there's not. It's more of a may, because if you shall, then that could create some problems. So I think it's just generally assumed, probably since the beginning of the state of Missouri, that we will, as a state, operate under a balanced budget.
And I agree with that wholeheartedly. I was very surprised to find that there is no actual requirement, as you've just mentioned,
right,
for us to have a balanced budget requirement. So if you look at Section 27 under Article 4, which is what gives, and you don't have to look at it, I'll read that. The governor may control the rate at which any appropriation is expended during the period of the appropriation by allotment, and may reduce the expenditures of the state or any of its agencies below their appropriations whenever the actual revenues are less than the revenue estimates upon which the appropriations were based. That's what gives the governor the power to do the withholds.
Right.
But the key word there is may.
Right.
It's only been by the efforts of your committee. It has only been by the efforts of a conservative legislature and a conservative governor that we have maintained a balanced budget, because if the General Assembly so chose, we could actually indebt the state further to meet these obligations, which we have chosen not to do.
Right.
Well, I think that's why, Senator, it's very important for us to continue having these conversations about the budgetary process.
I agree.
And understanding that we are putting a very strong conservative spin on controlling our expenditures, and we may need to have some additional conversations, I think, because even in spite of your efforts, in our efforts, the budget has been growing by 33% to its highest level ever since 2010.
Right.
And I appreciate your efforts. I'm going to be voting yes, and I just wanted to bring that to your attention. And certainly, I'd love to be a part of that conversation as we move forward.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you.
Does any senator desire to be heard? Any senator desire to be heard? Senator from Phelps, you are recognized to close.
I renew my motion.
Senator from Phelps renews his motion that Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 14 be adopted. As many of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
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 Those of the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Phelps.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move that the Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 14 be read a third time and finally passed.
Does any senator desire to be heard? Any senator desire to be heard? The senator from Phelps is recognized to close.
I renew my motion.
Senator from Phelps renews his motion that Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 14 be read a third time and finally passed. Madam Secretary, read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 14, an act to appropriate money for supplemental purposes for the expenses, grants, and distributions of the several departments and offices of state government and the several divisions and programs thereof. Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dixon, Eigel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Hummel, Kehoe, Koenig, Kraus, Leibola, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Richard, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schoff, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan,
Senator from Johnson votes aye. Third 32 ayes, 0 noes. The bill, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show that the tithing and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would you inquire from the Secretary if there are messages from the House? If so, I'd ask them to please be read.
There are messages. Please read the messages.
Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Committee Substitute House Bill 542, entitled An Act Relating to Compliance with the Federal Transportation Laws. Also, Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Committee Substitute House Bill 1, entitled An Act to Appropriate Money to the Board of Fund Commissioners for the Cost of Issuing and Processing State Water Pollution Control Bonds, Storm Water Control Bonds, and Fourth State Building Bonds as provided by law. Also, Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Committee Substitute House Bill 2, entitled An Act to Appropriate Money for the Expenses, Grants, Refunds, and Distributions of the State Board of Education and the Department of Elementary and Secondary Education and the several divisions and programs thereof. Also, Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Committee Substitute House Bill 3, entitled An Act to Appropriate Money for the Expenses, Grants, Refunds, and Distributions of the Department of Higher Education, the several divisions, programs, and institutions of higher education included therein. Also, Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Committee Substitute for House Bill 4, entitled An Act to Appropriate Money for the Expenses, Grants, Refunds, and Distributions of the Department of Revenue, the Department of Transportation, and the several divisions and programs thereof. Also, Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Committee Substitute House Bill 5, entitled An Act to Appropriate Money for the Expenses, Grants, Refunds, and Distributions of the Office of Administration, the Department of Transportation, the Department of Conservation, the Department of Public Safety, the Chief Executive's Office, and the several divisions and programs thereof. Also, Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Committee Substitute House Bill 6, entitled An Act to Appropriate Money for the Expenses, Grants, Refunds, and Distributions of the Department of Agriculture, Department of Natural Resources, Department of Conservation, and the several divisions and programs thereof. Also, Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Committee Substitute House Bill 7, entitled An Act to Appropriate Money for the Expenses, Grants, Refunds, and Distributions of the Department of Economic Development, Department of Insurance, Financial Institutions and Professional Registration, Department of Labor and Industrial Relations, and the several divisions and programs thereof. Also, Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Committee Substitute House Bill 8, entitled An Act to Appropriate Money for the Expenses, Grants, Refunds, and Distributions of the Department of Public Safety and the several divisions and programs thereof, in which the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested. Respectfully submitted, Daniel Adam Crum, Chief Clerk.
Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate go to the order of business of announcements.
Going to the order of business of announcements.
Mr.
Senator
President.
Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have an announcement. For the benefit of the body, in a few minutes, I will be making a recess motion, Mr. President, likely until about 1 o'clock. Any and all members are welcome to stay with us through that recess as we're waiting for the rest of the House budget bills to come in. It likely will be later than that, just as an FYI, but it's better to be after than before. And so then after, when we come back in to accept the rest of the budget bills, at that time the adjournment motion will be till 4 p.m. on Monday.
So I just wanted to make sure everybody knew what we were going to be doing here this afternoon. Thank you.
Senator from the 7th. Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. President. We are going to be forming a corduroy caucus to compete with the Seersuckers caucus, and I think the senator from Johnson is going to be the co-chair of that caucus by virtue of his selection today. And I will welcome any member of the Senate who would like to be a part of the corduroy caucus in the future. Thank you, Mr. President.
Announcements. Announcements. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming before the body. I move the Senate stand in recess until 1 p.m. this day.
It's been moved by the Senator from Cole that we stand in recess till 1 p.m. today. All those in favor say aye. All those opposed, the ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. We are in recess till 1 p.m. today.